Us help the people in need.
After one of his trucks is hit, I'm Mike Murillo.
How the nursing shortage is affecting who's caring for kids in D.C. schools. I'm Megan Cloherty.
A workforce crisis at nursing homes across the U.S. I'm Sandy Kozell.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers takes effect this week. It's forced many to flood free clinics for a free shot. WROC-TV reporter Alex Love is in Rochester.
When asked what took them until now to get their shot, those who showed up explained their concerns on side effects and how quickly this vaccine was made. Others wanted to wait to see how other people they know felt after getting it.
People that's way older than me, because I'm only like 24. So it's like people that's like literally like 30 and up, and they just like, girl, my kids got it, they 12, and this person got it, my grandma got it, and this nappy third. So if little babies and older people, and you know, so I'm no different.
For any concerns or questions when going into the clinical site, Department of Health and URMC doctors were available to provide answers on how the vaccine is safe and effective.
Mourners paid respects for Gabby Petito this weekend as the search continues for her fiancé. CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
Laundrie's whereabouts remain unknown. He was last seen almost 2 weeks ago at his family home in Florida. Authorities have spent days searching the alligator-infested swampland where he's believed to have fled. Meanwhile, the Petito family launching the Gabby Petito Foundation in hopes of helping others searching for their missing children.
A team with the NTSB is now in Montana looking into what caused an Amtrak train derailment that killed three people. The train was headed to Seattle from Chicago Saturday when it left the tracks. Moulin Rouge wins Best New Musical at the Tony Awards. Producer Carmen Pavlovic.
It feels a little odd to me to be talking about one show as Best Musical. I feel that every show of last season deserves to be thought of as the best musical.
Pavlovic on the Tony Awards Broadway's Back broadcast. Moulin Rouge also snagged Best Actor in a New Musical and several production statues. There's a new record in the NFL.
Justin Tucker kicked a really, really long field goal Sunday afternoon.
It bounces off the crossbar.
Greg Gumbel and Adam Archuleta on CBS, and that got the Baltimore Ravens to a 19-17 win over the Detroit Lions. The kick was 66 yards, topping the 64-yard field goal Matt Prater kicked back in 2013. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A judge in California says a tall tree in a wealthy Bay Area neighborhood has got to go. A neighbor complained that 32-foot tall tree was blocking her view of city landmarks. Now neighbors will have to split the bill to take it down. It'll cost about $1,800. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 12:03, Monday, September 27th, 2021. Going up to 79 degrees. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. Police shot one suspect, another fled, following an attempted carjacking in Temple Hills Sunday.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says the call came in at 11:12 a.m. The responding officer saw two people in this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, one matching the description the caller gave. That suspect ran, and then the officer ran after the second suspect.
Responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
A source tells WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. He's in a hospital recovering. Police say the suspect's handgun was found on the scene. In Temple Hills, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
Two people are in the hospital after a shooting in the Indian Head area of Charles County. Police say it happened in front of an apartment on Strauss Avenue and Blair Road at around 7:30 p.m. Sunday night. Officers received a call about a large fight in the area. There, they found a man who was shot in the leg and chest and a juvenile female who was shot in the foot. Police say the severity of their injuries are unknown at this time. The cause of the fight is under investigation. They were there to help motorists in need when another driver crashed into their fire trucks. The incident has one fire chief with a plea to drivers, please pay attention to the road.
Last Wednesday on 270 near Montrose Road,
somebody swerves around a state highway chart vehicle and then strikes the piece of fire apparatus.
Then on Thursday in Prince George's County, a firefighter is sent to the hospital and someone struck their fire truck on Route 50. Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says these collisions are preventable.
Slow down. Pay attention. Stop being distracted.
It's the law to move over or slow down when you encounter an emergency vehicle or service vehicle.
3 more minutes driving a little bit slower, focusing on the road, won't make a difference in your getting to your location on time.
But he says it will keep first responders safe. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
D.C. school nurses are in short supply. There's not one in every school. And meanwhile, those that have them cannot have their nurses monitor or screen kids for COVID-19 symptoms.
Councilmember Charles Allen says there's no question the healthcare worker shortage is affecting D.C. schools.
We have a lot of schools in D.C. that don't have a full-time nurse, and a lot of parents are concerned about that.
As DCPS competes with hospitals and medical practices looking to hire nurses, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members it's hired 240 healthcare personnel and is contracting CSS nurses to monitor, test, and screen kids for COVID. But parents like Nora Green Lane are frustrated that school nurses' responsibilities are limited.
Extend the use of school nurses. They are an asset.
While Ellen says the idea is to let nurses focus on providing routine health care to kids, many schools don't have that resource in place. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
An industry survey shows nursing homes in the U.S. are among the busiest, facing severe staffing shortages.
The American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living found in its survey that nearly every one of its 14,000 member nursing homes and assisted living facilities in the U.S. has a problem keeping staff at needed levels. 86% of nursing homes and 77% of assisted living providers said their staffing situation has gotten worse over the last 3 months. 78% of nursing homes and 71% of assisted living facilities are concerned this might force them to close. The organization's president says the survey shows the severe challenges long-term care providers are facing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
It's 12:07.
Hi, I'm Albert Pujols.
And I'm Deidre Pujols.
And we made it our mission to strike out slavery.
Did you know that millions of people, many who are in vulnerable populations, are caught in this nightmare of violence, fraud, and coercion? And during a crisis like the pandemic, even more innocent people are at risk of falling victim to human trafficking.
Sometimes we all take true freedom for granted. Freedom to live our life.
The freedom to pursue our dreams.
The freedom to watch and play.